Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The madness is upon us, the March madness, and we're all mad here. This is the show that we believe is Odyssey's favorite podcast, Name That News. I'm your host, Mark Menard, along with my co-host, Zach Clark. We go through a week's worth of news. We pick out the clips we like the best. We edit them so that something's missing, and you have to figure out what's missing. We've done most of the work here. All you have to do is use a little bit of brain power, and hey, if you get it right, you give yourself a little pat on the back. So let's just jump right into it this week, and we're going to go straight to the Windy City, Chicago, WBBM in Chicago, a scam. We're going to start right off with some bad news, but take a listen.
The fake ad promises but a post on Brookfield Zoo's Facebook page says the zoo is not affiliated with the ad and that the link provided goes to a scam website.
So what enticing offer does the scam make regarding the Brookfield Zoo? Is it A, cheap tickets? Is it B, elephant rides? Or is it C, a 20-minute hangout with the monkeys?
So, like, two of these things are standard things, at least in some places, right? I mean, obviously, you have to have a ticket to get into the zoo. And some places, though fewer than they used to, you can ride an elephant, right? It used to be at the circus, it was more common, but these days the circus isn't really a thing. The third one, though, I know that sounds fun, but, like, are you in there alone? I'm not, even if they're just monkeys, not gorillas. Like, monkeys love throwing feces, they like spitting, they're, I'm going with C, because that's what I hope it is. That's what I hope it is, C.
I have enticed you with a scam as well, apparently. It was not C. It was not hanging out with the monkeys. It was not elephant rides. It was, in fact, cheap tickets. They were offering tickets online for $6.95 to get into the Brookfield Zoo, and it wasn't actually affiliated with the Brookfield Zoo. They were just stealing your money, stealing your $7.
This was a well-done question, Mark, because usually we go to the absurd, and this one was just plain. You totally disguised it and threw me off.
You know what? Sometimes we got to change it up so it doesn't get stale, right?
No, you're absolutely right. And, Mark, we'll go from the Windy City to the City of Angels. This next clip comes to us from KNX in Los Angeles.
Have you ever shamed someone? Yeah, we know you have.
Alrighty, Mark, shame is a hell of a drug. What kind of shame is being talked about? Is it A, off-brand grocery shame? Is it B, green text bubble shame? Or is it C, social media shame?
All right, look, as someone who grew up on a budget, off-brand groceries, I never saw what was so wrong about it. I drank my share of Dr. Thunder back in the day, and it was just fine. Green text bubble shame, is that because of different models of phones? Is that what we're talking about?
Right. Yeah, it's iPhone versus Android.
Gotcha. Well, I have been on the receiving end of phone shame because I have an Android and most of my friends have an iPhone. And you know what? I don't care. It doesn't matter. I like the Android and I'm sticking with it. I'm not joining the Apple cult. So that kind of shame doesn't get to me. Social media shame, people can gang up on you quite a bit. And as much as you want to create this little shell around yourself and say, that doesn't bother me. Sometimes it kind of does. And especially when there's enough people jumping on you. So I'm going to go ahead and say social media shame.
So before we go any further, Mark, when I was a kid, the off-brand grocery thing would have been a travesty. But now that I have to pay for this kind of stuff, yeah, unbelievable. I mean, it's like when you go to CVS, right, and you can get Advil or the exact same thing for half the price. The exact same thing. Regardless, you are wrong. It is green text bubble shame, Mark. And I'll tell you what, if we're doing it, team iPhone.
Well, you know what? To each his own. I decided a long time ago that people can do whatever they want, and it doesn't bother me. I'm going to do what I want to, and everyone can be happy. It's too much stress to impose these sanctions upon yourself of gatekeeping, whatever.
The only reason I have an iPhone is because that's what I got a long time ago, and I'm not smart enough to learn something new, and so I just keep the same thing over and over again. It makes my life easier.
You know what? That's probably my thing, too, and just, you know, we are who we are.
Amen, brother.
Where we are now is heading to San Francisco, KCBS, where they're talking about that feeling you get towards the end of the day when you've accomplished a lot at work and there's still a little bit more to go and you just can't do it anymore.
You know the feeling. It's toward the end of the workday and suddenly a task that doesn't really take that much mental energy seems extremely daunting and draining. Researchers have been studying mental fatigue, trying to figure out what makes us feel so spacey, distracted, and run down. And they're finding that there are ways to keep yourself motivated, even when it's been a long day at the office.
So what can you do to motivate yourself at 3 p.m.? A, punish yourself if you fail to achieve your tasks. B, reward yourself if you do achieve your tasks. Or C, just call it a day and leave work early.
Have you ever seen the movie Liar Liar?
I have.
There's a part in the movie where Jim Carrey's in the bathroom and he's beating himself up because he's trying to get out of something. And a guy walks in and he says, what the hell are you doing? And he looks at him and he says, I'm kicking my own ass. And that's what he's doing. So that would be A in this scenario. I think B is that's common sense, right? Like gold star. You know what, though? People, we talk about burnout, Mark, so frequently. I think it's C. But look, if it's that big, but also, like, can you do that? Like, if it was my job, you know, I'm on deadline. Like, I've got to get something done by this time every day. I can't just walk out. But I'm saying it's C.
You were almost on the right path. You got close. It was B, reward yourself. And the whole gist of this report was to say, you know, they say when you're feeling a little tired, get you that little glucose hit, get you a soda or a Snickers or something. And this person, this analyst, this, I believe he was a scientist, said it's not so much the physicality of getting the glucose into your system. It's the psychology of this little reward you gave yourself by having a piece of candy or having a soda. And it just kind of sparks you up and gets you through the rest of the day because you feel better about yourself.
So let me get this straight. This scientist, a very smart person, did all this research to discover the carrot on the stick. Understood. Very good.
Yep. Yep. A big grant money, I'm sure, went into this as well.
And fabulous. 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 All right, Mark, we're going to Detroit, my hometown, where I sit right now. Take a listen. So Motown, baby,
going crazy like the 80s. Motown. That's now former Detroit Dominique Brown performing as her alter ego, Drippin' Honey.
Alrighty, Mark, what job did this woman have? A, teacher, B, probation officer, or C, minister?
All right, all three of these would be interesting former jobs for someone who now goes by Drippin' Honey.
For what it's worth, she was going by that while she was working at this job.
All right, I like it. I like it. Be yourself, be who you are, don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Of the three, look, I don't know what the content of her music is, other than that little short clip that we managed to play. But the name Drippin' Honey obviously connotates, I guess, something more adult. It just has an adult feel to it. Something that you wouldn't want kids to hear? Maybe? I don't know. I'm just trying to make assumptions off of a 3-second clip. And I'm just going to go with, I'm just going to jump right in and say teacher. She was a teacher.
So, Mark, you're rolling the dice here, and I would think that any of these three jobs, this could lead to problems, but you're right. It is A, and of course, it is the pearl clutching from the parents. And, Mark, for what it's worth, Drippin' Honey had been Teacher of the Year before. So that doesn't matter. That's not important to these mothers and fathers. What's important is what she does in her off time that's legal and not inappropriate. So Drippin' Honey is no longer a teacher, even though she has a mantle full of awards as a teacher.
See, my wife is a teacher, so that's hits very close to home for me. I know that there are things that, you know, would set the parents off, and so...
It's not Breaking Bad, for God's sakes.
No. She's not putting blue meth out into the world, but I know how some of these parents are because I myself am a parent with two kids in school, and my wife is a teacher dealing with all these other parents. So I guess in my gut, I just felt that one. Turns out my gut was right this time.
This is why I don't get along with other parents, though. Like, I'm thinking to myself, because I have a child, too. He's 8. I'm thinking to myself, like, if this was Beckett's teacher, I would be so pumped. Like, I can't even tell you how excited I would be. This is awesome. But instead, it's somehow terrible. Like, don't you want your kids to learn from different things and different people that do different things so that they can be exposed to more things so they can make better choices?
Off on a small tangent here, but with kids, you have to meet them where they are.
Yes.
And that is where a lot of these kids are. Listening to music very much like the clip we heard from Drippin' Honey.
Amen, brother.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So now we come to the point in the show called the cliffhanger question of the week. It's a question just like the other questions, except you don't get the instant gratification. We make you come back, and we make you download another episode to get the answer after a week's worth of having it burrow into your brain like a small parasite. So, first, let's relieve you of last week's parasite. Let's remind you what last week's cliffhanger question of the week was, coming to us from KNX in Los Angeles.
It is a growing trend. More are turning up on traditional network TV.
Mm-hmm. It's something we've actually been seeing a lot of.
So what's showing up more on network television? That's like broadcast. That's free over the air TV. Your main networks, NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, stuff like that. NCW. Let's not discount the CW. What's showing up more now, lately? Is it A, sports? Is it B, originals that originated in streaming channels? Or is it C, adult content?
So here's the thing, Mark. For those that don't know, I spent over 10 years doing sports talk radio, and so I'm enmeshed in the way sports operate. Not as much as I used to be, but one of the things when you were talking about there with sports and television, sports are going the other way. You're seeing more things on TNT and TBS and ESPN. They're moving away from the network television, even things on Hulu and whatnot. The FCC won't allow C, I don't believe. But my thought, even those two things aside, with B, it's that old, if you can't beat them, join them. And so I'm saying it's B.
Look, I know your sports background. I, too, have a multi-year sports background in radio. And I also know that as people move towards watching things on demand, the only event viewing nowadays is basically sports and award shows because you want to see it live. You don't want to hear about it and have it spoiled. That said, I put that in there hoping to entice you, and it didn't work. So you could throw out sports. And you're right. We haven't reached the point yet of adult content really being prevalent that much on network TV. It is B, streaming channel originals, shows that started on places like Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu, making the transition to free television, because not everybody gets to see those if you don't have that particular streaming channel in your bundle. And these shows that are popular are finding their way now onto network TV because they want the eyeballs on them as well. So they're licensing them away and they're showing them on their channels as well.
So, Mark, we've come full circle, because Netflix and things like that began by showing network original content on their platform, and now we flipped it around. What a world in which we live.
Time is a flat circle, my friend.
Amen, brother. All right, let's talk about this next one. This is our cliffhanger of the week, Mark. It comes to us. It's a national story from CBS Radio, heard on Odyssey stations across the country.
Several days after transplanting a kidney from a genetically into a human body, Dr. Tetsuo Kawai proclaimed nothing less than this.
It was truly the most beautiful kidney I have ever seen.
Alrighty, Mark, we obviously will not answer this one this week. We'll just chew on it for a bit. But from what animal did this person receive a kidney? A, monkey, B, rat, or C, pig?
Yeah, we're not going to answer it this week. We're just going to chat about it for a second. Of the three, rat seems like it would be far too small. Just to me, physically.
But remember, they grow like ears on rats sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that. And then I know that sometimes they use parts of pigs in people because they're a decent match. And then monkeys, you would think, are a pretty close match to humans because they're the closest thing we have in the animal kingdom to people. This could be an interesting one to find out the answer. I'm going to have to think about this one for a week, and it's going to weigh on me. So thanks. You're doing your job.
You're welcome. And just a sidebar, could you imagine having an animal part inside of you? It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's an interesting prospect, and one that I hope I never really have to undergo. But you know what? I'm glad that these procedures exist if I do need one eventually.
Well, yeah, because if you pay attention, the donor shortage is becoming a real problem, and this would be a very big deal if it can continue.
It is. Hopefully, there's no shortage of listeners for this show. So we're going to wrap it up here, and we're going to hope that all of you come back and you tell your friends about this show, because it is free to download, and you can enjoy it on demand whenever you feel like it. But for now, special thanks to Brian Fisher, who helps put the show together. Special thanks to you for joining us. If you like what you heard, then please pound that subscribe button, bookmark us on your browser, set a reminder on your calendar, because we're here every single week with a fresh new episode of Name That News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.